when you help a for sale by owner person, especially a first timer, and they realize how complex and complicated the real estate landscape actually is, who are they going to pick to represent them once they were like, oh, I don't have time for this? I'm going to pick the guy that helped educate me and helped show me how to do it on my own. It builds trust and that sort of thing.
Welcome to Timelines, episode 218, and the MailRight Agent Real Estate Show, episode 39, co-produced. Today, Thursday, February 25th, 2016. It's Thursday, so it's time for the Real Estate Agent Show by Timelines and Mail-Right. Today's featured guest is Chris Badgett from Lifter MLS. Our panelist is Greg McDaniel from McDaniel Callahan Team, Jonathan Denwood from Mail-Right, and me, Bill Conrad, from Netcasting 101. And by the way, just if you want to know what LMS stands for, it's Learning Management Systems. And in this show, we're going to look at ways that brokers and real estate professionals can increase their business through the application of learning management systems. Without further ado, let's get right into this episode and hear this valuable information that Chris has for us today.
Oh, thanks, Chris, for agreeing to come on the show. We've been looking forward to it. Let's get down to it, Chris. Now, why are real estate agents so terrible when it comes to online technology?
Oh, great question.
Give us the global insight.
Let me tell you a brief backstory of how I found out they were so terrible. And what I mean by that is I got into technology and real estate because of my own problems. So this is going to sound like a wild journey, but for a long time I was in Alaska and I ran sled dogs up there and I managed a tour business on a glacier, a couple hundred sled dogs, 30 employees. I did that for quite some time. I bought some land up there that I needed to sell, and I started figuring out how to use the internet, created some video marketing. I was one of the early Google video paid traffic, like Google AdWords type thing, when it was back when it was a couple pennies a click. And I started getting amazing results just by leveraging these tools. I would hire real estate agents to help me sell that property. Later, I had other property that I would rent. And I quickly found out that my very basic skills in technology and my desire to learn and understand marketing, because I had, you know, business problems, I had sales I needed to make, it made me extremely effective, even with just really basic technology. And I've just been continuing to move forward with that. And what's happening now with real estate is the buyer has obviously changed significantly. They're doing a lot of their own research. They're driving around. They're doing their kind of self-showings. So the role of the real estate professional has actually changed substantially. And it's become so efficient with the internet and Zillow and everything else that you need to command a broad area. You need to leverage yourself. You need to duplicate yourself. You need to attract leads through automation and video marketing and things like that. So that's why real estate agents suck, I guess, or the ones we're in a period where the market is dividing. And unfortunately, a lot of people are going to fail and not be successful because they're not embracing the technology tools. And even just a basic use of them can bring huge results. And I think the biggest reason people fail when they do start embracing that stuff is they overcomplicate it, or they think that, okay, I'm on Twitter now, it's good. You got to have a strategy and a plan of how you're going to leverage those tools. So without the plan, the tools are useless.
Yeah. Craig, would you like to ask Chris a follow-through question?
No, I've been reading up on your product, Chris. It seems incredibly intuitive. And it seems like you've done what a lot of people need to have done. You've taken, you know, big buttons and colors, and you've plugged it in for agents just to plug and play, right? And from my understanding, it's a CRM, customer management system, if I'm not mistaken. And from my brief knowledge, what else can this do? Because I'm actually very interested in this for multiple different reasons after learning about it.
Well, Lifter LMS, you could use it as a CRM. It's more of an LMS or learning management system. But where the real opportunity is we all know it. Real estate agents, we need to have a website, you know, we need to get our IDX data feed in there, we need to create content, whether that's video, blog posts and things. Mm-hmm. But the way I like to describe the opportunity is that we're moving away from the information age. Like, there's just too much information. People are inundated. Attention spans are getting shorter and shorter. Mm-hmm. So it's no longer about cranking out a blog post for each neighborhood in your market or whatever. We're now entering the age of curation. So you need to actually take all this noise out there and make sense of it to make the experience for the buyer even better, or the seller. And so what I mean by that is Lifter LMS is a learning management system, which means you can create and sell online courses. But if your primary goal is to get leads, you're not creating courses to sell. You're creating them to position yourself as an expert in your market, whether that's commercial, you know, high density, average residential, whatever it is. And you can have courses on the buy side and on the sales side. So you could have a first time buyers course. You could have a for sale by owner course. You could have a how to maximize your real estate property for maximum resale value course. Things to get to add value to the marketplace, which is going to position you as a leader. And as we all know, when you help a for sale by owner person, especially a first timer, and they realize how complex and complicated the real estate landscape actually is, who are they going to pick to represent them once they are like, oh, I don't have time for this? I'm going to pick the guy that helped educate me and help show me how to do it on my own. It builds trust and that sort of thing. And over at liftlms.com/real estate, we have a download where you can get more courses that you can create as a real estate professional, just as ideas to help grow your leads. And of course, one of the biggest things about it is once you create these courses, they're indefinitely, you've duplicated yourself over and over again so that people can come into your sales funnel or your sales process and just do that over and over without you having to do anything else.
Yeah, the other thing I thought Craig would be an excellent co-guest, Chris, is that Craig's a trainer. He actually trains in his brokerage and also trains other agents nationwide. And I thought this would be of great interest to him in producing better quality materials and making it easier for him. So I thought he would be really interested in talking to you and hearing about the product.
I am. Believe me.
Yeah, I would just add that, like, you can sell courses, you can use them for marketing, but you can also use them for your own company's internal training, or whether that's for sale or that's part of your onboarding your employees.
I just did your download. I'm going to get started on that. So for the folks that are using Lifter LMS, how are they getting the word out about it? Are they doing the traditional funnels of like online ads, pay-per-click, social media, word of mouth, you know, what are they doing? Or is it built into your program system?
It's designed to lock it down and protect the content. In most cases, you know, you may do internal training. You don't want other people to find it, other companies. So there's like a, you know, protection element. That being said, you can make some lessons free, which then is going to become a piece of content that people find. What I often recommend is to, you know, if you have a 10 lesson course, make your two of your best lessons free. Lifter has a setting to make it free, so someone can come and look at that one, kind of get a free sample. Mm-hmm. But then you want to take that free lesson content and put it everywhere. You want to go to YouTube, you want to go to social media, you want to go to forums, and just add value in the traditional way of like getting it out there to as many places as possible. You can also, what I recommend doing is if you're going to have lots of courses, make an entirely free course where someone still has to register and create an account. So they're in your CRM so that you can market to them later or whatever. But that way the course itself becomes a free, it's like the next level from having a free ebook. It's like actually having a curated high value course for free.
Interesting. Now, can you upload, I have a podcast I want to talk to you about later, but let's say I like one of my podcasts that I want that's talked about a specific subject matter. Can I upload into the system or need to record into it?
It's powered by WordPress, so as long as you can put it in a post, you're good. So what for audio and video, what a lot of people do is they use Vimeo Pro or Wistia for video content, or something like SoundCloud or Lisbon or whatever.
Okay, we're in Lisbon. Lisbon, yeah.
Okay, so you can put that in the lesson content. And we're always big fans of like multimedia, so if you can have the video an audio, some text, maybe a downloadable PDF in the lesson, you're kind of hitting all the learning styles there. But so a lot of people do just video or just audio. Yeah. So
what I think you're saying, Chris, before we go to our break, is that what I think the overall statement you're making is the days of just doing a post or just writing some content or doing a video and pushing it through email or putting it on YouTube, that's still great. But because there's so much of that content that we've got to move forward a bit, and you've got to add even more value, and you've got to have a platform that makes that as easy as possible. Am I correct in that overall?
You want to add that value. You want to curate. You want to be highly curated and basically send the message almost subconsciously that this is, don't waste your time. This is like a well put together to get you from A to B, whatever A to B is. General post like 10 tips on how to, prepare your house for staging or something.
Yeah, that's great. Shall we go to our break, Bill?
Sure, that's great. Are you fed up buying back the data from the big online companies only to find out that they are poor quality, inexpensive leads? Let us help you, the professional real estate agent, build your online fan club from the people in your local community who already know and trust you. They need to remember you when it comes to buying and selling that next home. MailRite has developed a powerful online system that keeps you in front of the most powerful referral group, the people in your local sphere of influence who know, like, and trust you. So come on over to MailRite and check out the program.
Okay, Chris, we're coming back off the break, and this is the business part. I'm going to ask you really quick and then about your life and success principles, because I know we want to get back to some of this core information about Lifter LMS. So the first thing is, a morning ritual is a key to success. That was your first point. A morning ritual is key to success.
Absolutely. Yeah, I bite off. I have big goals, a lot to accomplish, both personally and professionally. I'm a family guy. I'm a dad. I'm an entrepreneur. And, I take care of my fitness and my health and that kind of thing. So I have an hour and a half morning ritual that I've been refining for the past 6 years. That has literally, it's at least 5 to 10 times more. I'm more productive after having made that space.
Go into more detail. What is morning ritual?
Just fire it off. It starts with a glass of water. Then this goes some fruit. I listen to a non-business related podcast to get my brain woken up. Some people say to read, but for me personally, I like to do that. I go for like a half mile walk. This all starts at 6 a.m. I'm not crazy. I'm not doing 4 a.m. or 5 a.m., but it's 6 a.m. When I get back from that, I do some 10-minute yoga routine. I do my own personal hygiene, shower, all that kind of stuff. And then I meditate for 5 minutes. I actually use a meditation app. And after that, I do the 5-minute journal, if you've heard of that, which is three things that make today great, three things I'm grateful for, and then my affirmation. And then after that, I actually do a 5-minute visualization exercise that I invented. And then I rock into an hour of, that's the morning routine. Immediately after that, I go into an hour of work time where I'm not distractible, focused on my top three priorities.
So everyone talks about their morning routine. What's your evening or night routine?
I'm actually just now starting to install that. But for me, I'm trying to keep it really short. It's a 15-minute kind of wind down. Because like a lot of people who are driven or entrepreneurs, it's hard to turn the brain off. And I do have an issue with that. And I do want to share a success that recently, since New Year's, I gave up coffee. And that's definitely helped my sleep. And that
kind of you thing. Gave up coffee?
I'll drink to that.
Oh, no.
I still have it like once a week as a treat or whatever. But it's not like... six.
I gave it up once.
Yeah. I've quit several times. I quit coffee every afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends what time of day.
Chris, your morning routine is very similar to mine. You get up early. I'm in the gym at 6:05. My body wakes me up at like 4:30. I have to sit there and suffer through an hour just laying there. But get up, get some exercise, get home, clean up, do a meditation or and then a visualization routines. Those are so powerful. People don't understand how powerful those are. I mean, it clears your brain in the writing aspect of it, which I am willfully, neglecting right now, unfortunately. But, it is one of those things that if and when you get into these routines, like you have seen massive transformations, it sounds like, in your life, people think it's all foo-foo and crystals and, you know, all this other BS. Whoops, that was close. You know, it's not. It's 100% it's a necessity to get where you want to go, because you're crystal clear on your goals. You visualize you attaining them. Therefore, your subconscious mind gets in the driver's seat versus your conscious mind, and you're off to the races. Kudos to you, my friend. You are going to attain everything you want. I am super pumped to see your success.
That's a great point. And it compounds. Like, you don't notice the benefit on day one, although day one feels great. But after you've done years of this kind of thing, it's amazing how it just keeps building on itself.
And it can take weeks or months. It does not have to take a long time. If you literally feel the positive energies out into the universe, and not to get all weird on about it, but it's true. You have to feel the gratitude, right?
Yeah.
You feel the gratitude. You see what you want, attaining it, and you speak to it. And the first person, not in the future. It's like the universe. You have a piece of paper and they just bend the pieces together, and all of a sudden you're there. I talked to a guy on my podcast, and he, instead of visualizing his goals once a day, he took a photo of them on his phone. And then every hour he has an alarm that goes off, and he rereads his goals every hour. And he says the time frame was ridiculous, from like goal to attaining goal. It was awesome.
I believe it. Yeah, it's powerful stuff.
That's cool, man. That's super cool.
Okay. Number two, leadership teams are exponentially more powerful.
Yeah, that's a good one. I became a leader later in life. I mean, mostly through outdoor stuff. Like, I'm a mountaineering guy. Like, I climb big ice mountains and rock climbing and, you know, hiking and expeditions and things like that. That was my background and how I got into leadership. And later that came into business for me with, like I mentioned, I managed a tour company in Alaska for quite a while. I also, when I managed that, I developed the skill of working with a management team. It's just two or three people, depending upon the year. So I learned how to work together in a leadership role as a team. As a quick side note, also, you know, I'm training sled dogs. So I see the animal psychology and the way that, you know, there's like lead dogs and there's leadership within a team of animals that, in a way that, like, you would only be aware of if you work with like packs of animals. So there's a lot of like stuff that's just always fascinated me about leadership. And also a lot of, I've always been okay with not having to be like top, or it's okay to share that responsibility. And I think one of my unique gifts is, it's one of the reasons we created Lifter LMS, is I look around and I see inside of people all this opportunity and potential that's very different person to person, of some kind of thing they could share with the world that would benefit other people who are on some kind of journey. It's just one of the things I have. And that's why we created a tool for people to make courses, because it's no longer like you have to go to the college or the expensive university or go into debt to learn things. You know, you can, anybody can become a teacher, anybody can become a student. But at the end of the day, with that, my current business with Lifter LMS, I have a CTO, a technical business partner. I'm not a developer. I used to think I was, but I'm actually more of like a product guy, a marketing guy. And then I partnered with our other partner, CEO Joshua, is an amazing sales guy, relationship builder. And the three of us, when we come together, not to mention the other leadership in our team, like with our lead developer and other project manager and things, just sharing that has been super powerful. And there's a quote that I'd like to end my talk on here, is just that just because you're on the train doesn't mean you have to carry the luggage. So it's okay to share responsibility with other people, and also just be really aware of your strengths and weaknesses. And I'm a big believer in focusing more on your strengths than trying to fix your weaknesses.
Okay, Chris, your last point was, remember that everyone is quietly fighting their own inner battles.
Yeah, I think that's just like, it's like a humility thing. It's a respect thing for just everybody out there in the world that, you know, we all kind of have a front, or, you know, when we go out in the public, you know, we put on the show or whatever. But everybody out there is, you know, has issues they're dealing with. It could be emotional, it could be physical, it could be health related. And I think when you become aware of that vulnerability in other people, it brings out the humanity in all of us, and we do better things in life. And, you know, in the context of relationships, whether it's for like real estate sales or growing a world-class organization or real estate company, or creating, you know, writing a book or creating courses or whatever, when you're open to that vulnerability, you're able to walk in the world with more respect, humility, and just humanity.
Very good. Hey, this is the end of your questions, but you really generated a lot of questions I wanted to ask you in the YouTube portion, which is really more open, more free. And so for the folks out there listening, they can go over to timelinesofsuccess.com or mail-write.com, and they can pick up the YouTube portions of this, which will probably go on for another half an hour. And it's kind of fun, free-flowing. But when we come back, we're going to finish going to the break now, and we're going to ask you one last question, let you give a little commercial, and we'll let the listeners know how they can find you. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Buying or selling a home in the greater Reno, Tahoe area? I know the best CRS real estate broker, and that's Karen Conrad. And you can find her at KarenConrad.com or call directly at 775-527-7021. Okay, coming back off the break, Chris, how can the listener find you and get a hold of you? And give us one last commercial for Lifter MLS.
Yeah, you can find me at lifterlms.com. There's a contact form over there if you want to send a message. And also, we've got a special page for real estate brokerage owners, because I know it may sound like, oh, well, how do online courses help me actually grow my business? I think if you go to lifterlms.com/real estate and download our PDF there, you're going to get you'll start seeing how creating courses can help grow your business.
Very good. So, Jonathan, one last question.
Yeah, it's very linked to what you just said, Chris. So, basically, I've observed a lot of training. You know, let's say you've got a brokerage. Let's say it's got about 100 to 200 agents, and it's got a full-time training officer, manager, success manager. How would that individual, rather than just cobbling like PowerPoints, videos, paper, PDFs, how by utilizing your system can they really get more benefit and get better training outcomes?
Well, there's two things. Like Craig mentioned, one way is to train your internal team, your onboarding, people who are joining your company. They have a brand to represent. You have a lot of wisdom in your team. And I would actually encourage people to not just have the owner, but have the seasoned people in there with their various specialties, create video training and PDF resources and documents, audio files that agents can listen to as they're driving around, and put it together. The most important thing with training is there's a lot of bad training out in the world. So the way, like, think about it before you start creating content, of having a starting point of like the brand new agent to set them up for success so that you as the owner wins, the agent wins, and then the customer, this is the most important thing, the customer that agent is going to be serving wins. So it's creating that internal training with Lifter LMS is a super easy way to do it. You can create your video, your audio files, and package that inside individual courses. I would just encourage people to think about not just having it be a traditional membership site where you dump a bunch of good ideas in there, but actually create courses that are designed to have a clear starting point and a clear promise of, you know, how to properly put something into MLS. How to do your marketing, different marketing efforts, how to build a CRM follow-up system, all those kinds of things. And then, of course, for the public, I would encourage a company with 100 people to start creating courses, you know, that are branded to that company that educates the real estate market on the buy side, the sales side, or whatever your niche is, so that you can start positioning yourself as the expert in a particular geography that you serve.
Oh, that sounds great. Thanks, Chris. It's been a great, insightful episode. Folks, we're going to continue the discussion on YouTube. So if you want to hear more from Chris and his amazing product, and from Craig with his great insights, go on to our YouTube channel, and there'll be extra content and a deeper part of the discussion.
Hey, this is Bill back with you. Jonathan kept it at 21 minutes, which I really appreciate. I think shows under 25 minutes are excellent for podcasts. And I just want to cover a couple other things. We're using Blab.im, which we really like the platform, but it doesn't have some shortfalls, but it's great to make podcasts. It's great just to make blabs and put them up too, and to make YouTube. So that said, there is an art to this, and I want to take an example. Chris did not have his ATR 2100 mic on. I thought it was a little tinny and remote. Should have probably stopped it. I do stop the show from time to time if I hear an echo or if I hear somebody hopping through. And at the end, we corrected his ATR simply by just going up and mapping it up on the top bar. It's the address bar off to the right. There's a little box. It's actually a camera. You can map it. Then you have to refresh. And came back and he sounded great. So when he's back with us on the 5th for WP Tonic, you'll hear a little bit better sound. But, you know, overall, the MacBook Pro mic is fine and it's good enough. And the idea is the content and that you can hear it and understand it. Plus, we've got some tricks to make it sound a little bit more lively after we edit it in Adobe Edition. Well, we want to thank everybody for coming on today. If you have any questions, go on over to timelinesofsuccess.com or over to mail-write.com.